All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. As a subcommittee, I'd like to bring our delegation from Sequon up, and I believe we also have the governor's office present. Joe Dillon, senior advisor for tribal negotiations, and of course, Chairman Martinez of Sequon Van, and Adam Day, the assistant tribal manager for Sequon. And we also have Mr. Gribben from Unite Here that's going to come up as well. And so the compact before us today, gentlemen and gentlewomen, is one which was executed on September the 2nd between Governor Brown and the tribal chair of the Sequon Band. The compact supersedes the tribe's 1999 compact and will be in effect for 25 years, provided it is ratified by both houses of the legislature and it is approved by the federal government. The compact allows the tribe to operate up to 25 slot machines and will result in more revenue being distributed to local jurisdictions and non-gaming and limited gaming tribes. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure relative to compacts, the established policy for ratification of a tribal state compact provides for an informational hearing relative to the essence of the compact to be followed by a vote of the members on the Senate floor. The vehicle for ratification of this compact is AB 795 Atkins. I would like to thank our witnesses in advance for being with us today. After we take testimony from the individuals listed that I have just mentioned, the opportunity for public comment will be made available for proponents and opponents of the measure before us today. And so again, I'd like to thank all of you for your participation and for the due diligence placed in bringing this to where we are today. We'll start, if you will, with Mr. Dillon, senior advisor for tribal negotiations from the administration. So, Mr. Dillon, good morning. Thank you for being with us today, and you may begin.
Morning, Chairman. Senators, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you about the Tribal State Gaming Compact between the Sequon Band and the state of California. The compact complies with federal law, and that it ensures that the tribe will be the primary economic beneficiary of tribal gaming. It builds upon the exceptionally professional manner in which the tribe has regulated the gaming operation, but it respects the shared responsibility between the tribe and the state with regard to ensuring the integrity of gaming activities and the safety of the gaming public. And finally, it reflects the desire by both parties to build on the already strong ties between Sequon and the residents of San Diego County through mutually beneficial investments within and the extension of critical fire and law enforcement services to the local community. The compact is similar to others that you've seen recently in certain respects. It includes an updated labor relations ordinance. Requires the tribe to pay a pro rata share of the state's regulatory cost, and it addresses payments to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund and Tribal Nation Grant Fund as a share of the tribe's revenue. But it also includes credits to incentivize investments in the local community. Those credits are 60% of what it would otherwise be required to pay to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund. The differences between this compact and Chumash, which you recently saw, reflect the unique circumstances of Sequon Band. There are a couple that I'd just like to mention briefly. One is with regard to the environmental mitigation provisions. The compact includes all of the standard environmental mitigation provisions, which requires a full environmental analysis, and a binding agreement with the county to address mitigation prior to the commencement of a project. However, the tribe has the option of extending an existing agreement that it has in place with the County of San Diego. If the tribe and the county agree to do that, to cover all projects within the definition of this compact. That agreement currently exists with regard to other parcels of land and has similar provisions with regard to the tribe's commitment to ensure mitigation and a waiver of sovereign immunity with regard to arbitration. The other difference that I'd want to just highlight is just the revenue share. This compact includes a provision which requires the revenue share to be determined based on gross gaming revenue. It's a simpler definition rather than net win. It's because of that difference that the percentage is slightly lower. There's a benefit to both the tribe and the state by simplifying the process to reduce the amount of time the state needs to review the books and ensure that the tribe's meeting its compact obligations. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
We will hear from the chairman and then from Unite here, then we'll bring it for general comments from the body, if that's okay, members. We will now move on to, of course, Mr. Chairman Martinez. Good to see you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Cody Martinez. I'm chairman of the Sequan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation, and it is an honor and pleasure to be here this morning. I would like to also recognize members of my Sequan Tribal Council that are here today, Council Member Muse and Council Member Brown, who are sitting behind me. Thank them for their attendance. I would also like to thank Governor Jerry Brown and his staff, Mr. Dillon, for their dedicated efforts during their discussions with Sequan. The negotiations were progressive, respectful, and resulted in a compact that will benefit the state, the tribe, and local communities in our area. The advent of gaming has presented newfound economic opportunities to strengthen our tribal government, bring new employment opportunities to our members, and provide jobs and benefits to our neighbors off the reservation. Today, I'm proud to say that we are a modern, responsible government managing a number of economic enterprises that employ nearly 3,000 San Diegans, and each of those jobs contributing to a significant positive economic impact in our region. The new compact before you today helps to ensure our future stability by providing a long-range planning window and a greater certainty that our essential government programs that support education, police, fire, and emergency medical services, medical and dental clinics, water treatment and conservation programs, all of which continue to benefit not just our members, but our employees, their families, and the residents of our surrounding community. Also importantly, this new compact provides more revenue to the revenue sharing trust fund, helping to ensure the long-term solvency of the fund so that non-gaming tribes can also continue to benefit from tribal government gaming. Through negotiations with the governor, we have updated the compact to reflect the best practices we have employed in our gaming operation for over 16 years. There is a greater degree of transparency, accountability, and protections for our customer, employees, and vendors. We truly feel that this compact is a win-win situation for all those involved. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions committee members may have. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Mr. Day present. Thank you for being here as well. Might you have comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No comments. I'm here for questions if you might have any.
Very good. We'll move on to Unite here. Mr. Gribbins.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Jack Ribbon. I represent Unite Here, which is the hotel and gaming industry union representing 300,000 workers in the United States and Canada. We're here to support the compact between the Sequan Band of Kumeyaay Nations and the state of California. You may know that our governor, Jerry Brown, has over the last 4 years put increased scrutiny on standards for workers' ability towards free expression and freedom of association. He's done that in the farm worker industry and other areas of employment in our state. And he has found it to be something that he wanted to discuss and agree to with in recent compact negotiations. So we now have a new standard of the Tribal Labor Relations Ordinance that we fully support. Just as importantly, though, the tribe should be complimented for finding the room to reach this agreement with the state of California. This is a very big deal in our view, and we think that, you know, long term, this is not just to the benefit of the tribe, which of course is the most important issue regarding gaming on Indian lands, but also will be helpful to the state and to the local community, right, which the chairman so eloquently described. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any other witnesses present in support? Please come forward.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Jessica Fuega. I work at Cache Creek Casino. And as a worker in the tribal casino industry around the state, we compliment the Sequan tribe and the governor for agreeing to increase rights for workers in the compact. Free expression and freedom of association may seem like small issues, but we believe it leads to a work environment of mutual respect and pride in our work. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Alvaro Ramos. I work at Castro Casino Resort. We want to acknowledge this tribe for agreeing to similar workers' rights for the casino as I have at mine. Rights that allow us to enjoy living wages and health care for our families. Please vote yes for the Sequan Compact.
Thank you for your testimony.
Hi, my name is Robert Flatt. 7,000 workers at tribal casinos around our state have successfully organized as a result of rights negotiated over the years. As a result of this, we've built a standard in particular in Northern California that ensures our families can live with dignity. It is important that all workers have those rights, and we commend the tribe and the governor, and we hope that you ratify the Sequan agreement. Thank you.
Keep me posted.
Pilar Añate Quintana here on behalf of the Barona Band of Mission Indians, here to happily support our fellow San Diego tribe as they pursue this new path.
Good morning, Viviana Becerra on behalf of the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Indians in support. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jerome Encinas on behalf of the Rincon Band in beautiful northern San Diego County, the Blue Lake Rancheria in Humboldt County, and the Tule River Tribe in Tulare County in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Frank Molina on behalf of the San Ynez Band of Shumash Indians in strong support.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Mitch Seaman with the California Labor Federation, also here in strong support. As mentioned by Unite Here, this agreement does a great job of respecting the workers' right to organize as well as the tribe's interest and their right to free expression. We think it's a win-win for all sides, and we urge your support.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, Cesar Diaz on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council, also in strong support.
Thank you. All right, any witnesses in opposition, please come forward. Seeing none, comments, concerns, and from the body, Senator Weisel.
And then thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make some comments.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry?
I said absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Just wanted to make some comments regarding just how far the Sequan Band has come, the Kumeyaay Nation has come in California. Recently in San Diego, we were celebrating the commissioning, the christening of the San Salvador, which we know started a history here in California that was not so good for the Kumeyaay Nation. In fact, when that ship arrived off the coast of San Diego, it was the ancestors of the Kumeyaay Nation that were there to receive the newly arrived visitors. And they were received with food and assistance and in turn set a history to unfold in California that included allowing slavery of the Native Americans in our state. And that's, of course, a very sad part of our history. But it shows how far we've come for a nation to be once considered slaves by a state to now be considered meaningful contributors to their economy and also to be placed in a position to provide quality jobs to Californians. I think this is a good day. I'm glad that you were able to work with the governor and create a compact that works for our communities and your nation. But it's also, I think, a symbol of a brighter future for the people of your nation, and I know it'll be a brighter future for the people of my district that work in your business and for your nation. And all that you've done in our community, I also have to thank you for your generous support of organizations or schools or libraries or parks and the economic investments you've made, not only in my district, but in the San Diego County. So, Mr. Chair, I just wanted to thank them for being here, for what you do, and for working out such a great agreement. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Block.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to echo my colleague's remarks. He's right on. In San Diego, whenever there's an event that's good for people, good for the economy of San Diego, you see Sequan's name attached to it. And just to let you know how much we appreciate that, and I have a good friend who works with Sequan, and I mean, it's a beautiful facility, beautiful auditorium. More importantly, it's just beautiful people working there and treated right, and we appreciate that, and I, too, am very happy to see this compact moving forward.
Very good. Thank you. Any other comments? Yes, Senator Runner.
Turning my microphone on. Happy to be here today and that you've reached an agreement. I was in a meeting yesterday with Joe Dillon from the senator's office, or from the governor's office and Senator Anderson's office, and it was revealed at that time that Senator Anderson is one of your neighbors. He lives near you, and he said you're good neighbors and a good community advocate. So I just wanted to give you that little bit of information I know about you, and I'm excited to be here today, and will definitely support the compact, and know a lot more than I did yesterday about the situation from Mr. Dillon and the governor's office. So thank you all for working together, and I look forward to getting down maybe this fall and visiting my district. It has no tribes up in the high desert, northern LA County, northern San Bernardino County, but I often try to get to the different tribes during the break. So hopefully I'll come down and visit and maybe stay a few days and visit all the tribes down there in the San Diego area. It's a good excuse to get out of the desert. Thank you.
Don't leave all your money there, Ms. Runner.
I'll try not to.
I'll be watching you.
Okay. I'll let you know how much I lost, not won. Never happens the other way around.
All right. Any other comments, concerns from the members? Certainly, I also want to echo the comments of my colleagues and thank you all for your hard work, both from our council and the governor's office in coming and also Unite Here for getting to a place where we are today. It was a lot of work, hard work, and so we're here today and we're very honored that we can actually move forward and with the ratification of the compact. I did say earlier that it was 2,000 slots. I meant 2,500 slot machines would be allowed through this compact. I'm curious, Mr. Martinez, Mr. Chairman, the number of members you have in members of the tribe.
Altogether, we have over 225 members, about a half of that being between adults and minors, for about 120, 125 adults.
And are all of the members on the reservation?
As some of you may or may not know, our reservation is very small, and we continue to acquire land for residential housing. Therefore, the majority of members live on the reservation, but about 80% plus, but not everybody, sir.
And how are you all doing in the area? How's the tribe doing in the area of diversifying in terms of economic development, housing, et cetera?
The tribe has begun investing in investments outside of Indian gaming starting in the early 2000s with the acquisition of the Sequan, what's now known as the Sequan Golf Resort. We also have a number of investments in hospitality properties, most notably the U.S. Grant Hotel downtown San
Very
Diego,
nice,
and as well as some investments in the city of National City in the South Bay. At this point, we probably would look to continue to invest in our gaming business with the flexibility that the compact allows us also, sir.
Very good. And with respect to education, does the compact allow scholarships for members who are desirous of continuing education in college, et cetera?
The Sequan Band practices a fully subsidized scholarship program, and as well as vocational training for those members that choose to pursue a different path instead of a four-year degree. And we continue to support that program.
And how is that going? And do you find it being
successful?
It's
going well. Every year we continue to have more and more high school graduates successfully entering and proceeding with a two-year or four-year degree program.
That's very good.
We're very
and
happy with that.
With health care, what type of health care coverage, if any, is the tribe providing for its members.
The tribe provides for a very significant health plan for its members and employees. So it's a self-funded plan that allows the tribe to enter into, you know, medical, physical wellness, mental wellness as well, which is very important.
Do you provide that mental wellness for members of the Senate?
I'm sure they could.
Oh, I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about you.
Well, just to clarify, Chairman, we do actually have a medical dental facility on the reservation. It's been operating since 1974.
Wow.
And we actually provides a service to majority of non-Indian employees of the facility or of our gaming operation, and as well as some of the local community members as well.
Well, that's very good. With respect to the local community outside of the tribe, what type of participation do you involve yourself in, whether it's through charity and financial assistance to the local community, philanthropic activities? Can you just go through some of those things for the members?
The greater San Diego region has benefited from Sequan's philanthropy for going back well over 20 years, even before we embarked on Class 3 gaming. So since we opened our first high-stakes bingo parlor in 1983, the tribe has donated over tens of millions of dollars to local organizations and those that impact Native Americans, such as Junior Diabetes Research Foundation, Rady's Children's Hospital in San Diego County, and a number of others. So we continue, this compact, of course, will allow us to continue to support those types of philanthropic programs. The local community as well, in the immediate area, I've embarked on a new era of interaction and transparency as much as possible with that group as well. So we've already seen the benefits of that improved relationship with the new administration, the new tribal council.
Very good. Thank you so much. And I knew that, but I just wanted to make sure that our body here knew, and for those who are listening, are aware of the type of philanthropy and the involvement that Sequan has in the community and outside of the bounds of the tribe. And so I really wanted to appreciate you all for your investment in the community and for the support that you provide for those around the geographical area. So again, thank you for your commitment to reinvest and to continue investing the way you have. And so, having said that, if there are, Ms. Galgiani, Senator, do you have any comments? Mr. McGuire, Glazier, you have any further comments?
Mr. Chairman, is just happy to be here and to be supportive of the tribe and the good work that they've done. And thank you to the governor's office and others, the labor organizations have worked so hard to put this together. As you have said so articulately, it seems like it's so easy, but you know and they know how much hard work has gone into forging this agreement. I know we'd all like to have it be done a little earlier in the year, but I think we're happy at this point in time that it has been done, and pleased at all the good progress for you and for the community.
Very good. So I just wanted to inform you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Gribben, and certainly Mr. Dillon, that we will be, I'll make sure that the bill is taken up, it's eligibly taken up, and I'll make sure that we expedite that this afternoon and on the Senate floor.
Thank you, Chairman, for your support.
All right. Well, thank you. There are no other, there's no one in readiness, right? Okay. So we will adjourn, and thank you all for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Chairman.